You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I am Matt Fidler. The California Attorney General said PG&E might be guilty of serious crimes if it is found to have caused the campfire by lack of maintenance to a point of gross deviation of what the company duties are. In the 2010 San Bruno fire, PG&E was convicted of violating federal pipeline safety regulations and of obstructing the investigation of the PG&E gas explosion that destroyed homes, killing 8 people and injuring dozens more. Property owners returning to the campfire burnt out area may notice that Cal OES is removing trees from your property. They're only doing this if the tree is a hazard or is in the way of a new utility pole. If the property owner consents, PG&E will remove the resulting wood from the property or cut it up in smaller pieces for the owner's use. Other organizations who might be removing trees are Caltrans, Cal Fire, and utility companies like PG&E or AT&T. PG&E said it tries to notify property owners before removing any trees and that trees marked for removal can be appealed if you don't think it should be removed. It has also been reported that some people are trying to remove wood illegally from certain properties for their own profit. No one has the right to take wood from your property without your consent. For more information, visit buttecountyrecovers.org/tree-removal. For the last campfire update of 2018, I do want to focus on some of the amazing things people in our community are doing to respond to this disaster. So while I know you can go on YouTube and look at videos of people escaping the flames and dwelling on the horror of what we've all just experienced, I think it's actually better for us to focus on the good work being done by the folks here in Northern California, such as Lindsay Brown, a 15-year-old blacksmith from Ashland, Oregon. Lindsay, whose family lost their home in the Valley Fire back in 2015, decided to start raising money by selling little metal roses and necklaces he made. He ended up raising over $2,000 in gift cards that he donated to students of the Inspire School of Arts and Sciences. Other organizations later joined in his effort and are continuing to collect donations for those who lost everything in the campfire. And there is Jim and Melissa Elliott from Reading. After the car fire, they started the Shasta Youth Alliance, which gives free supplies to survivors of first the car fire and now the campfire. The Elliots have spent almost $15,000 of their own money and have been raising outsiders' money as well to make sure survivors have what they need. They've helped around 500 people so far and are going strong. To help with their efforts, find the Shasta Youth Alliance page on Facebook or drop by from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday or 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday at 8031 East Side Road in Reading. They could use supplies like toiletries, linens, household items, to bigger things like furniture and larger appliances, and they could really use a forklift if you have one to spare. If you have any campfire recovery information you think I should know about, email me at the station, fireupdates@kzfr.org. All our past updates and links to information can be found on our show page, kzfr.org/campfireupdates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week and wishing you a happy new year from all of us at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.